Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, can we go to Lawrence? Because I'm already mad. We got to talk about it.
It's not even 4 o'clock yet.
I know. We have to talk
about
it.
You're mad before 4 o'clock?
Yes. Yeah. Sam, you are welcome to read us the update.
Sure.
I am furious at the update.
This from KMBZ 9 News. Court documents filed Wednesday show that William Klingler, the suspect, of course, in the fatal hit and run of the University of Kansas student Elsa McGrain, has been formally charged with leaving the scene of a fatality accident, circumvention of an ignition interlock device, driving while suspended on a second or subsequent offense, and no proof of motor vehicle liability insurance coverage.
Why is he not charged with the murder of that child?
That's a great point.
Did I hear involuntary manslaughter in there somewhere?
No, you did not.
Now,
leaving the scene of a fatality accident.
Follow me here. Huh. We were working on DUI number 5.
Charged.
When that child was taken from us in Lawrence. Mm-hmm. That is just a fact.
Mm-hmm. Charged, not necessarily convicted.
Why is this not manslaughter? Leaving the scene of an accident. Here's the other thing, Scott. I don't even want to go. I can't go there.
No, it's okay.
We
you got to prove it. The only thing you can prove is that he allegedly hit her with a car and didn't stop. Now, we can come up with a million reasons why we think that happened.
Why is he charged with leaving the scene and circumvention of ignition interlock device?
Because they apparently or allegedly have proof that somehow he either had somebody blow into it for
right,
him.
Right, and why would you do that?
Or was driving a different vehicle.
Why? No. Circumvention of an ignition interlock device does not mean you borrowed somebody else's car, does it?
It could.
Therefore, you circumvented what you are legally required to do to get behind the wheel of a car.
What we need to focus on here is leaving the scene of a fatality accident.
Yeah.
If it is known that he allegedly was the one driving that caused the fatality accident, to your point, Dana, where is the charge of manslaughter? Scott, you said they need proof. Mm-hmm. Well, they seem to think they have enough proof to pin leaving the scene of a fatality accident on him.
So let me ask you this, Sam, because you got into the weeds of some of the other prior DUI cases and charges, of which there are many. One of the prior charges, Scott, from which the judge inexplicably let him go on his own recognizance about a few weeks ago, wasn't it, Sam?
I think so, yeah.
One of the prior charges was also tampering with an ignition interlock device. You want to tell people what you learned about that in reading the court papers, Sam?
So in that prior issue, it was listed as circumvention. And typically when that is listed, it is what you had mentioned, where they have somebody blow into it or they drive a different vehicle. What I found, and I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but what I found was
in the court papers,
he tried to rip it out of his vehicle. And those are wired directly into the vehicle, where if you try to rip it out, the vehicle will not run.
The circumvention listed in one of the prior cases wasn't that he had someone else blow into it. But if you do that, you're an idiot and the other person should be charged. It was he tried to rip it out of the car. And so in this case, too, where this child has died, he is also charged with circumvention of an ignition interlock device. Driving while suspended, second or subsequent offense, no. Thank you for throwing in the no proof of motor vehicle liability insurance.
Well, that's important.
Thank you. No one is going to insure a guy who is going to court for his fifth DUI and now this child is dead.
I understand that, but what they're also saying now is her parents cannot sue him and get any sort of monetary. God, what's the word I want to use? Because when you've lost your child, the last thing you're worried about is, you know, how much money am I going to get out of this? But at some point, they would want to sue his insurance company. He doesn't have one.
Now.
But let me make one more quick point if I could, Sam. I've never had to, thankfully, use an interlock device, whatever. It's my understanding, because I've only known one person who's had one, that, and maybe I'm wrong, or maybe they were wrong, where, yes, you have to blow into it just for the car to start, but at any given point, the interlock device can also, like, ding, ding, ding. You know, let's say you're driving to Wichita, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll ding, and you've got to blow into it to keep the engine going.
It's a certain number of minutes. I have someone in my life very close to me who had one of those, and hers was not the greatest case, and so she ended up having to blow like almost every time she came to a stoplight, and it takes a picture of you.
I was going to ask you, isn't there video? And the phones are ringing. I want to know, in the Lawrence Times, deputies arrested him on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter. Mm-hmm. He is only charged with leaving the scene of a fatal accident.
They can amend that later.
The sentencing guidelines on this, I'm going to be sick.
They can come back later and amend it.
I'd be willing to bet that they are going to upgrade it to manslaughter. It's only been 6 days since the crime happened, and I know that 6 days is a lifetime for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it feels like an eternity, and we need justice now. The legal process is very slow.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.